This life has us always finding. It's a journey. You don't have to go on this journey alone. Come along and find your identity. Welcome back to Finding Our Identity. It is 2021 now, and I haven't recorded an episode since May or June, I forget. And it's been a while, and it's just been a crazy year. And at a time when you would think, well, everybody's home, and like I should have more time to kick back and record episodes, it's the opposite. Just because everybody's home, and it's like this desk that I sit at and record my episodes at is where I work now. This is my work desk where I do my day job. And so I often don't want to sit at this desk longer than I have to, because, you know, you spending your, you know, Monday through Friday work week sitting at the same spot all day. You don't generally want to sit at that spot in the evenings or in the weekends. You know, not to say that these are really good excuses. It's just, that's just how it's been. I've been trying to find my time to do this again and pick it back up. And there's just been a lot of stuff going on in the world too. You know, even aside from the pandemic, that has been rough on people. And so I was trying to think of what to open up and start, you know, talking about again. And I thought, I don't want to get too heavy. I think this should be light. So it's going to be light. And, you know, I do the YouTube video recording of me recording the podcast because it's all meta and stuff. And I was wearing my mask, and you can't see that because this is audio. But, you know, I mean, if you're watching the YouTube video to listen to this, you can't see me talking, but without a mask right now. But, you know, to me, it was just kind of silly, like to have a mask on while trying to record through a microphone. It's just kind of silly. As much as I think masks are completely valid and necessary to prevent the spread of, you know, anything, that I don't have a problem doing it, and I always wear my mask when I go out. I do think that I have some opinions about the way the schools are handling things with the children and making the children wear their masks all the time, when it seems to be really affecting them psychologically. Like, sometimes I think there's new health problems brewing. Anyways, I don't want to get into political discussions, because that's why I wanted to have this be a light and fluffy, you know, marshmallowy episode. So that's what it's going to be about. Hang tight, because I don't even know yet exactly what this episode's going to be filled with. Maybe it's feathers. Maybe it's marshmallow fluff. Maybe it's squishmallows. Those are some soft and squishy stuffed animals that my daughters have, which are really cool. Maybe that's all I'll talk about, but probably not. There's going to be some more meaningful stuff, because I, you know, obviously don't want to just sit here and try to make jokes poorly for the duration of this episode. I do have some substance here. You know, we're going to talk about the science behind laughter and it being the best medicine, as they say. So I'm going to get started, and I think this should be a good episode. The opening up here, I'm going to have a discussion about the science, yeah, I feel a little unpracticed, a little out of my element here, because it's been several months since I did an episode, but here we go. So, you know, jumping right into it, the reason why they say laughter is the best medicine is because there's actually been studies done that really can isolate the effects, you know, and some of the simplest things is just, you know, it's a mood enhancer, right? And considering that your mood obviously has a major effect on how you feel, like, you know, getting into that position of laughing is going to enhance your mood. And, you know, having that moment in time where you're not focusing on something negative, because you wouldn't necessarily be laughing at someone murdering somebody unless you're a psychopath, you know. So you're probably laughing at somebody else who's being funny or silly or making a joke, you know, or you're maybe laughing to yourself about something you're remembering that was just funny from a point in your history, in your past. And that's good, because that's, you know, kind of putting yourself in that better mood is going to be helpful. But, it all, you know, there is some aspects where there's chemicals in your brain, right? So the idea that laughter is kind of like this independent thing is kind of false. Like it has an effect on your whole body. You know, think about it, when you're laughing, you're contracting your muscles, like, you know, and flexing them, I should say, you know, where, so you're almost like kind of working out internal muscles in your body, which is good, you know. So there's that aspect of it. You're in the act of laughing, you're actually releasing endorphins, you know, and endorphins that will kind of help stimulate the positivity, if you will, in your brain. And it's the good chemicals, you know, in your brain. So there is that aspect of it, you know, that it actually has a chemical effect on your body, just like crying does, or anger, you know, can, right? So sadness and anger. That movie Inside Out was pretty brilliant, that came out a couple years ago, that Pixar film, you know, because it had joy, right, and anger and happiness, and joy was happiness, sadness, I'm sorry. Yeah, so it was like joy and anger and sadness, and the green character, which I can't remember exactly what she was, but the main ones, right, were joy and sadness, the main characters, and they go on this whole adventure to basically try to bring back the good permanent memories to the child, which they are inside of that child's brain. And it was a good movie, you know, not to go down a rabbit hole there, but, you know, that just the idea that it, you know, sadness actually had a positive effect. Like, feeling sad isn't always bad. You know, it may suck if you feel sad all the time, but, you know, sadness is an emotion that you can feel that can have a positive effect, right? Like, it could force you to remember the good times, which could, you know, encourage you to get back to those good times, or you know, or it reminds you of that thing that you miss, and it, that sadness can bring you closer to other people, just like laughter. Laughter has, you know, a serious social effect, because, you know, it draws you together. I mean, generally you're with other people, and that means that you're in a safe environment. You're in a safe space when you can sit there and laugh and feel comfortable around that other person, and feel good about yourself, feel good about being with other people. So there's a big social benefit, you know, you're actually bonding with somebody else potentially. You know, it's a good way to diffuse conflict, because it could be a really tense moment, and you know, you crack a joke instead of exacerbating it by saying something mean, right? Like you crack a joke or you smile, you know, like you look angry and everything's all tense and then you crack a little smile and the other person cracks a smile and it's just a soft exit to the argument. So there is that aspect of it, you know. It's a drawing factor, right? Like it draws other people towards it, because if somebody sees something funny, say you're at a park and someone's laughing and it's not like uncomfortably laughing, like hysterical laughter or something like that, like, but it's a reasonable amount of laughter, because I don't know, maybe there's a street performer who's kind of, you know, playing a little trick on somebody, or in the person is like game and having fun, and other people start to gather around and kind of watch it unfold, and they're laughing too, and you know, so there's that aspect. Laughter kind of draws other people in, and it's obviously a big part of society. Comedians obviously thrive off of laughter; otherwise, they wouldn't really have anything to do. They'd be out of work, you know, if laughter didn't exist. I don't know what that would look like. That would be a sad world, you know, pun intended. So there's other like mental aspects of this, mental benefits, you know, because I feel like it's something that you can look at. It's like hardening your shell, or, you know, it's making your skin thicker, right? There is some aspect of, if you're too, you know, too sensitive, like you're too sensitive and you're always sensitive about everything and you're always taking offense to things, you know, there is that aspect that could be problematic. Like you're never going to be happy if you're always taking offense to every little thing that happens in any scenario. You know, you're always thinking it's going to be a bad outcome, or you're always thinking that somebody's out to get you or whatever it is. You know, that's just not a good attitude. Like if you look at things positively, which is hard to do, especially during a pandemic and the nightmare that 2020 was, you know, it's hard to have a positive outlook. If you have no job because, you know, you're working in the restaurant industry or some industry that requires you to be out in public and the government shut it down, like how do you look at that positively? I know it's hard. Like, I mean, I don't know firsthand. I've been very fortunate that I still can work, but you know, I can sympathize there that it's got to be tough. It's got to be hard to look at the positive. But if you're surrounding yourself with positive people and you're still, you know, doing whatever you can to try to maintain and you could find happy moments, and you know, I mean, you turn to like some comedy special on Netflix or something and you start laughing, and for that moment or those few moments, maybe it's an hour episode, it's nice to step away from that madness, you know, and there's a little bit of hope, right? I mean, everyone's hoping that 2021 is going to be different, but we're in the middle of a pandemic. I mean, it hasn't been solved. It's not like it's cured. The vaccine is promising, but it's going to take a while for it to get out to everybody, to the point where everyone's going to feel that we can go back to normal, because there's just really not much you can do to accelerate the process, you know, other than, you know, more companies manufacture more, or the ones that already have it can manufacture it faster. But there's a time aspect, right? Like if everybody was able to get vaccinated on the same day, which would be nearly impossible just because of the pure numbers, but let's say you could, there's still, you know, that 3 weeks or whatever it is that you have to wait for the second dose, right? So nothing's going to happen overnight, in other words. So you got to find things. You got to find ways to look at things positively as best you can. You know, try to look at others. Like I tend to have a cynical view on life, so it's hard for me to really step back and look at things positively. But I can appreciate humor. Like I can find ways to get lost in funny things, you know. Reddit is sometimes the best place to go because they've got some hilarious stuff on there. And, you know, you try to do your best to immerse yourself without getting lost and find funny things and feel a little bit better about things, even though if, you know, the next morning you wake up and you're back in whatever the heck mess or you're, you know, there's not much you can do about that, you know. But I think if you look at some of the health benefits, you should always try to be laughing. You should always be trying to find the positive in things. Like I maybe as a 2021 resolution should do that, because like I often just kind of assume the worst, and that's not healthy. That's not good. But that's how I guess have always been. But I also like to try to make other people laugh. Like I like to try, because to me, like seeing somebody else laugh helps me feel a little bit better about myself. So it's like I try to joke as much as I can. Like I try to make my kids laugh. I sometimes post really corny dad jokes on Reddit just to see what kind of response I get. You know, sometimes I'll get a couple upvotes. Sometimes I'll have something that hits and I might get 30 upvotes. You never know. Maybe later in the episode I'll read a couple of the ones I posted to the dead silence that I might get. Obviously when you're alone and recording something, it's very quiet, but if you can laugh at yourself, that's good. So there's some other things, like laughter has been, these are all things that have had studies done, right? So laughter has been known to actually reduce pain. I don't know if that's a trick in the brain thing, the chemical thing, you know, but that's kind of like what the studies, you know, without digging into the real science behind it, that's what they've noticed, that it actually reduces the pain you might be feeling in some cases. And, you know, it actually, as much as it seems like it might like tense you up because you're laughing so hard, it actually is working opposite, and it's actually relaxing your muscles. So that's actually, you know, another positive to it. You know, it can lower your stress. It can actually lower the stress hormone levels in your body. So there is that aspect of it too. There's definitely a lot of positive things to laughing, you know, and within yourself, sometimes you'll laugh, you know, laughter is contagious. Sometimes you're laughing and it makes somebody else laugh, and then you're both laughing and you're both feeling good, and you could both feel good about it. And, you know, because you made somebody else laugh, you're going to feel extra good about it, right? And that's sometimes all you can do. You know, that you'll often see things where it's like, it's just so bad. Like things are just so bad, you can't help but laugh about it. Or people will say something like this, yo, you know, I think we'll laugh about this later. Like it's really kind of sucks right now, but I'm sure we'll laugh about it later, you know? So I think you would hope, I would hope that's the case, you know? Another interesting thing is that it, you know, it seems to foster brain connectivity, that, you know, the laughter is, it's like fostering the connectivity, the neurons and synapses and stuff in your brain. It stimulates those, and it kind of like kicks them into high gear and has them more active. In other words, if you like show up on a brain scan, it'll be like lighting up, I guess maybe in your right hemisphere, if that's the creative hemisphere of your brain. But that's just some of the benefits to it. It's also sometimes, you know, if you're just like an okay looking dude, like you might be, if you're like super funny, like you could still bag, you know, a pretty decent looking girl, like, you know, you know, I mean, it's sometimes that, and studies have shown that, you know, women are attracted to funny men, that they, you know, they like their counterparts more when they laugh, like when that person makes them laugh. So, you know, there's an aspect from a you know, relationship perspective, right? Where your partner is making you laugh and it's strengthening the bond of your relationship too, you know? So, and it's something you could share. And like one of the best things in nature, is it, if it's nature, is like the inside joke, except for when someone gets offended by not being in on the inside joke, but they need to kind of get over themselves, you know, then they need to like be able to laugh at it and then experience it in a different way than a negative way. But inside jokes are, I think, what really builds strong bonds. Like if you think about it, because it almost becomes an intimate aspect of your relationship. You know, you all of a sudden have something between the other person or with a group of people that nobody else gets that joke, because it's an inside joke, maybe from just that's been built off the history of the relationship or relationships. And it sometimes feels really good to have that. And you almost feel like now you've just strengthened the bond of that relationship because you have that inside joke and you can actually share that and share it on a different level. And it makes it differentiate that relationship versus other relationships. And then sometimes that's your connection back to each other if you maybe haven't seen each other in a long time. Like I often feel like that's what, you know, that's why with family, your love and the strength of the relationships with your family is a lot stronger because you've got the history and because you've got tons and tons of inside jokes that you've been able to build over time. You've actually, you know, experienced so much together that you haven't experienced with other people. And there's different levels of it, right? Like the siblings, like, you know, it's like your parents, like your siblings, you recognize like maybe the jokes you have against your parents or the jokes you have with your parents. And you've got your jokes against other siblings versus the jokes you have with your siblings. So there's that level of bonding that's occurred over many, many years. And why, like, you know, those people that you're close with, you can kind of be gone for 10 years, come back and pick up right where you left off and feel, you know, the same connection because of that history, that strong bond that you built. And I feel like a lot of that was built off of humor and laughter and that joy that you shared with them for that period of time. So I think it's good. I think laughing is good. In other words, you should laugh. It's approved. It's been scientifically approved by Comedy Central and any affiliates that it's cool to laugh, and you should. So I think that's a good summary of the science behind it. And I'm going to take a quick break. A friend of mine and I used to mess with our friends when they were high. They were a bunch of potheads. And I don't remember if I've told this story before, but, you know, I lived with this kid for a while when I was pretty much on the verge of being homeless. I was homeless like for like a minute and needed to live somewhere. And so I moved in with this kid who was a friend of mine that I grew up with. And he was a huge pothead, and he hung around with these other pothead kids, and they would always be around. And I don't remember like seeing them sober that often. So anyways, they would always be high. And me and this other kid, we were kind of against that. But we'd kind of hang out because we'd all be hanging out. And a lot of times, like, you know, these potheads would get good food, like, you know, or have good food around, you know, because they'd get the munchies, I guess you could say. And so, you know, we'd be kind of hanging around for that or whatever, or maybe we'd just drop by because I needed to get something before going back out or something. Anyways, you know, this is early, late teens, early 20s. So anyways, I remember this one time they were having a party and they were drinking and smoking weed and they were just all types of messed up. And I remember I was out hanging out maybe went to the movies, did something with this friend of mine, came back, and we were like, oh, dude, they're so high. So we're like, let's like mess with them. And like, so we went into the house. That, so the room that I stayed in with this kid was basically like a half, or I guess a quarter of the basement was finished, you know, was finished with flooring and walls. And so in that quarter of the basement, it was a pretty big space. And so I had a bed at one end and he had a bed at the other end. And that was kind of like how we divided the room, and that was our space. And so we went back in there, and I, you know, kind of, I picked up something I think I needed to get from my side, and they were all sitting around, because in the middle was kind of like a common area. There was like a foosball table, the TV, and there was like a couch, you know, so they were all kind of like hanging around the room, and they were all high, and they were drinking, and they're like, oh, hey, like, what's going on? And like, you know, we kind of just, you know, busted into the room, and we're like, they're back. And they're like, wait, what? What's back? Like, the little guys are back. It's like, we just saw one run by the window, and it was a basement window, right? And we had them like so freaked out, like they were all of a sudden, you know, totally paranoid about the little guys. Like, and we didn't really take it much further than that. We just said that, you know, the little guys are back, and just kind of left. Like, I mean, we hung out for a little bit, and we were chatting like after that, like briefly, but like kept kind of dropping this like the little guys are back thing. And it's like, what are we going to do about them? Like, maybe we could set up a net, like, you know, a trap that's a net that's hooked up to something that would, you know, draw them up into the tree when they triggered the trap, and just saying random nonsense that they were totally buying and all paranoid about. And like one of the kids I just remember was just so freaked out about it, and was just like kind of curled up on the couch and just like what if they come in here, like what if? And I was like, no, I was like, we locked the door. I think we locked the doors. And I'm like, wait, did you hear that? And I look at my friend, and it's like, yeah, I think we shut. I think the doors are locked. I don't think they can get in the house. And like just freaking them out. And it always, like, to us was like, dude, that's messed up. But also kind of like serves you right, because, you know, you're sitting here doing drugs kind of thing. And so we justified it, and we just thought it was hilarious. And I just remember, you know, we would do that. Like, we would just, like, mess with them. Other times, we would make them laugh, like, crazy, by doing little things. Like, you know, sometimes we just act crazy. We would just be, like, you know, randomly, like, yelling out weird things, or, like, flopping around on the floor, like, doing the worm dance, like, on the floor, like, would make them bust a gut laughing, and they just sit there cracking up. But for us, it'd be like we were just doing random nonsense because we thought it was funny to ourselves. Like, we'd always just laugh to ourselves about it, and like they would just go like nuts, like laughing and thinking that was the funniest thing they've ever seen. And on occasion, I'd ask them about it in the morning, and they would not have any recollection of what happened, and that always amused me, because I would just think, like, man, how messed up were you that you don't even remember, you know, maybe bits and pieces of it. They'd be like, were you breakdancing yesterday? Like, I think it would be breakdancing. It's like, yeah, sure. You know, or like did somebody say something about like a little person like running around, like these like little creatures out in the woods or something? And I'd be like, nah, man, what are you talking about? Like, don't be crazy, you know? And then we'll go, okay, must have dreamed it. Like, yeah, maybe you should stop getting high. But anyways, so that was always kind of fun, like messing with friends. So I said I would read out one of my jokes that I posted on Reddit, because you don't want to hear it, but I want to tell you it. What do ducks love with their tortilla chips? Quackamole. Yeah. All right. So maybe that one didn't make you laugh, but here's one that actually got 39 upvotes. Another term for mansplainer is autocorrect. That one's actually true. So that's why it's funny. So that's why I gotta tell these funny jokes. I had a little problem with my headset all of a sudden. And I think that's all I'm going to talk about in this episode anyways. But I'm going to take a quick break and come back and wrap it up. Well, you know, probably the best I can do for my first episode back after a really long hiatus because of, you know, pandemic and whatnot. So that being said, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Finding Our Identity. And I will come back with another episode if, you know, I'm still alive to record it. If I'm ambitious enough, you know, to do it. And I'm going to be better about it. I'm going to start recording again more regularly so that I can keep it going because, hey, why not? There's really no good reason for me to not continue to make episodes of this because I'm capable of it. And it's therapeutic again. So that's what I think is the best therapy. Laughter is the best medicine, and often this makes me laugh to myself and I sound like an idiot, but it's fun. I'm gonna leave you with one last thing, and I found this interesting, but the whole laughter is the best medicine thing was actually mentioned in the Bible, and this is a rare reference for me, but Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22 says, "A merry heart doth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." So I'll let you walk away with that one and, you know, or go away with that one and think about that for a little bit as you wait in deep anticipation for the next episode of Finding Your Identity. Thank you for listening. Please check out findingyouridentitypodcast.com. That is the new website for the podcast that is going to contain episodes and also is going to be where you can go to post any comments or feedback or requests or even reaching out to say, hey, I want to be on the podcast because I got an interesting story. Thank you again. And until next time, well, I suppose.